19th century, and mainly the intensification of anti-Semitism during the 1880s, encouraged European Jews to seek haven in their promised land, Palestine. Russian Jews established the earliest of these settlements in 1882. The writer and Zionist activist Theodor Herzl, in 1896, issued a pamphlet, The Jewish State, and advocated an autonomous Jewish state in Palestine. He went to Palestine in 1898 to explore the possibilities and to seek the help of the German Emperor William II. In 1914, the total population of Palestine was about 700,000. About 615,000 were Arabs and 85,000 to 100,000 were Jews. During World War I, 1914-18, the Ottoman Empire allied with Austria-Hungary against the Allies. At this time, Palestine was ruled by an Ottoman military government. The war brought great hardships to both Jewish and Arab populations, owing to outbreaks of cholera and typhus. The Turkish military governor ordered detention and deportation of all foreign nationals. A great number of Jews were foreign nationals, due to concessions granted to Russia by the Ottoman Turks. Russian Jews had immigrated to Palestine. However, they also maintained Russian citizenship to avoid being drafted into the Turkish army. During the war, a large number of Jews fled Palestine. A small group founded the NILI, an underground network that fed intelligence about their Ottoman host to the British. In 1916, T.E. Lawrence led a revolt against the Ottomans in the belief that Britain would help to establish Arab independence in the Middle East. After the defeat of the Ottoman Turks in 1918, the clandestine Sykes-Picot Agreement called for a part of Palestine to be under British rule, part to be placed under a condominium government, and for Syria and Lebanon to be given to France. Britain had conflictingly planned to back Arab demands for post-war independence from the Ottomans in return for Arab support. The Arabs claimed that Palestine was included in the area promised to them, but once the British had what they wanted, they conveniently denied this. In 1919, Britain issued the Balfour Declaration. The declaration stated that Britain supported the building of a national home in Palestine for the Jews, without violating the religious and civil rights of non-Jewish people. In 1922, the British declared that the boundary of Palestine would be limited to the areas west of the river. The area east of the river, now called Jordan, was made a separate British mandate. The British hoped to establish self-governing institutions in Palestine, but the Arabs would not accept any proposals for such institutions if they included Jewish autonomy, and therefore no institutions were created. The Arabs naturally opposed the idea of a Jewish national home, as Palestine was their native land. They did not entertain the idea of living under the rule of a minority immigrant Jewish population. Arabs lobbied in favor of annexing mandated areas of Palestine to Syria, and later formed a national movement to combat the Zionists. By this time, the Zionists had recognized that conflict with the Palestine Arabs was inevitable. No solution was in sight, as the Arabs and the Jews both wanted Palestine as their own. In 1920, 1921, and 1929, riots were instigated by Arabs out of fear of Jewish domination in Jerusalem, Hebron, Jaffa, and Haifa. This led to evacuation of Jews from Hebron. Half the Jewish population of Jerusalem also fled. This uprising led to the formation of the Haganah, a Jewish self-defense organization. During World War II, 1939 to 1945, Palestinian Arabs and Jews joined the Allied forces against Germany. Nazis allegedly murdered 6 million people from a multitude of ethnic and religious backgrounds during the war. Among the targeted were Jews who had not left Germany. After the war, the Jews in Palestine were anxious to bring the remaining Jews to what they saw as their promised land. Attempts were made to bring them in illegally by the Haganah. Zionist underground groups used terrorist tactics to drive the British out of Palestine. The United States of America and other countries also placed pressure on Britain to allow immigration, while the Arabs placed pressure on the British to impede it. Exhausted by 7 years of war, and eager to withdraw from overseas colonial commitments, Great Britain in 1947 decided to leave Palestine and called on the United Nations to make recommendations. In response, the United Nations convened its first special session in 1947. It adopted a plan calling for partition of Palestine into Jewish and Arab states, with Jerusalem as an international zone under United Nations jurisdiction. The Jewish and Arab states would be joined in an economic union. The partition resolution was endorsed by a vote of 33-13, supported by the United States and the Soviet Union. The British abstained from the vote. The Jews accepted the United Nations decision, but the Arabs rejected it. The resolution divided the land into two portions with zigzag borders. At the time of the partition, slightly less than half the land in Palestine was owned by the Arabs. Slightly less than half was crown lands owned by the state, and about 8% was owned by Jews. There were about 6,000 Jews in Palestine, almost all living in the Jewish allotted area, and about 1.2 million Arabs. The large Jewish population were geographically cut off from the rest of the Jewish state, and it became evident that the UN scheme could not work. In Palestine, Arab protests erupted in violence with attacks on Jewish settlements in retaliation for the attacks of Jewish terrorist groups on Arab towns and villages. Hundreds of unarmed Palestinians were massacred in their homes. The British refused to intervene, intent on leaving the country no later than August 15, 1948. When it became clear that the British intended to leave, leaders of the Yishuv decided to implement part of the partition plan, calling for establishment of a Jewish state. In Tel Aviv on May the 14th, the Provisional State Council, representing the Jewish people in Palestine and the World Zionist Movement, proclaimed the establishment of the Jewish state in Palestine, to be called Medinat Israel, or the State of Israel. This state was open to the immigration of Jews from all the countries of their dispersion. On May 15th, the armies of Egypt, Transjordan, present-day Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq joined Palestinian and other Arab guerrillas who had been fighting Jewish forces since November 1947. The war now became an international conflict, the first Arab-Israeli war. The Arabs failed to prevent establishment of a Jewish state, and the war ended with 4 UN-arranged armistice agreements between Israel and Egypt, Lebanon, Jordan, and Syria. The United Nations resolutions called for cessation of hostilities, the return of refugees who wish to live in peace. However, Israel refused to readmit more than a small number of refugees. The USSR aligned itself with the Arab countries. The United States continued to support Israel. the Arab League instituted an economic boycott against Israel that was partly honoured by most industrial nations and which lasted into the 1990s. The population balance in the new state of Israel was drastically altered during the 1948 war. The armistice agreements extended the territory under Israel's control beyond the United Nations partition boundaries. Attempts to convert the Israeli-Arab armistice agreements into peace treaties were unsuccessful. The Arabs insisted that 630,000 refugees in neighboring Arab countries be permitted to return to their homes. They also appealed that Jerusalem be internationalized and that Israel make territorial concessions before they entered peace talks. Israel charged that these demands would undermine its security and refused them. Frequent incursions by refugee guerrilla bands and attacks by Arab military units were made, which Israel answered with forceful retaliation. The small Gaza Strip on the Egypt-Israel border was left under Egyptian control, and Jordan controlled the West Bank. Israel's Provisional State Council organized elections for the first Knesset or parliament in 1949. Chaim Weizmann, the most prominent Zionist leader of the pre-war period, became the country's first president. NASA, in a bid to gain funds which were bitterly denied by the IMF, nationalized the Suez Canal. Then, in 1956, the British and the French backed the Israelis in an invasion of the Sinai Peninsula and closed the Suez Canal. As a result, the Second Arab-Israeli War in October and November of 1956 took place. Great Britain and France ostensibly joined the attack because of their dispute with NASA. Israel scored a quick victory, seizing the Gaza Strip and the Sinai Peninsula within a few days. As Israeli forces reached the banks of the Suez Canal, the British and French started their attack. The United Nations halted the fighting after a few days, and a United Nations emergency force was sent to supervise the ceasefire in the canal zone. In a rare instance of cooperation, the United States and the Soviet Union supported the United Nations resolution, forcing the three invading countries to leave Egypt and Gaza. By the end of the year, their forces withdrew from Egypt, but Israel refused to leave Gaza until early in 1957, and only after the United States had promised to help resolve the conflict and keep the Straits of Tiran open. In 1967, tension developed between Israel and Syria because of Syrian attempts to divert waters of the Jordan for irrigation projects. The Straits of Tiran were again closed in 1967 to Israeli shipping and dismissed the United Nations Peace Force from the Sinai Peninsula. Israel attacked the Egyptians. Syria and Jordan began shelling Israeli territory. By the time the United Nations ceasefire ended the 1967 war on June the 11th, Israel had occupied the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, the Egyptian Sinai Peninsula, and Syria's Golan Heights. The United Nations resolution again called for negotiations for permanent peace between the parties and for Israel to withdraw from land occupied in 1967. After the Suez-Sinai War, Arab nationalism increased dramatically, as did demands for revenge, led by Egypt's President Nasser. The formation of a united Arab military command that massed troops along the borders, together with Egypt's closing of the Straits of Tiran, and Nasser's insistence in 1967 that UNIFIL leave Egypt, led Israel to attack Jordan and Syria simultaneously. On June the 5th, a massive preemptive strike crippled the Arabs' air capacity. Israeli forces then quickly moved to occupy the Gaza Strip and push into the Sinai. Israel's French-equipped air force wiped out the air power of its adversaries and was the chief instrument in their success. The Six-Day War left Israel in possession of Gaza and the Sinai Peninsula, which it took from Egypt, Arab East Jerusalem and the West Bank, which it took from Jordan, and the coveted Golan Heights, taken from Syria. Land under Israel's jurisdiction after the 1967 war was about four times the size of the area within its 1949 armistice frontiers. The occupied territories became a major political issue in Israel after 1967. The right wing and leaders of the country's orthodox religious parties opposed withdrawal from the West Bank and Gaza, which they considered part of Israel. The majority of Israelis, however, supported the annexation of East Jerusalem and its unification with the Jewish sectors of the city. Following the 1967 war, there was an upsurge of Palestinian Arab nationalism. Yasser Arafat, the leader of the Fatah organization, which evolved into the Palestinian Liberation Organization, or PLO, gained an all-Arab recognition as the representative of the Palestinian people in 1968. Guerrilla attacks on Israeli targets at home and abroad unified public opinion against recognition of and negotiation with the PLO. However, the PLO was gaining widespread international support, including United Nations recognition, as the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people. In 1973, Egypt joined Syria in a war on Israel to recover the territories lost in the 1967 Six-Day War. On October 6, the two Arab states struck unexpectedly on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. After crossing the Suez Canal, the Arab forces advanced rapidly into the Sinai Peninsula and Golan Heights. Israeli forces with a colossal United States economic and military assistance succeeded in stopping the Arab forces after a three-week struggle. Israel's defensive victory came at the tremendous cost of many casualties, and the Arabs' strong showing won them support from the Soviet Union and most of the world's developing countries. Saudi Arabia and Kuwait had financed the Arab forces, making it possible for Egypt and Syria to receive sophisticated Soviet weapons. The Arab petroleum-producing world, in retaliation for America's overwhelming support of Israel, cut off petroleum exports to the United States and other Western nations. Israel, forced to compete with the nearly unlimited Arab resources, was faced with a serious financial setback. Only massive United States economic and military assistance enabled it to redress the balance. But even American aid was unable to prevent a downward spiral of the economy. In an effort to encourage a peace settlement, United States President Nixon assigned his Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, the task of negotiating agreements between Israel, Egypt, and Syria. During 1974, Kissinger managed to work out military disengagements between Israel and Egypt in the Sinai and between Israel and Syria in the Golan Heights.